Bilbo, I'm now going to appoint you today nigger ambassador of the planet Earth in the first degree. And on behalf of the entire crew, I offer you my heartiest congratulations for success in your new position. And I think I speak for everybody here. Kneel down and get ready to receive the holy gay nigger seed. May it bring you supernatural power and eternal life. You'll now have to leave. Bilbo, I'm sure you will take care and do a good job down here. I wish you good luck, and don't you ever, ever forget this categorical maxim. Wherever there is a male race or life form in the universe that is oppressed by females, we'll come and free them for a gay universe.
For a gay universe!
Beautiful goddamn fucking cop.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to see my asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Do I sound okay, freaks? Hey, everybody, Timothy James Henson kicking off a new week of programs. I don't know what the hell is going on. I'm trying to reconfigure my sound system here, all of my recording equipment. I've been messing, because I've got a Mac computer and I'm trying to mess around with GarageBand a little bit, but I really miss my 1997 version of Goldwave that I've, become accustomed to. So I kind of have both things running, and I have all sorts of audio cables running all over the place. And when I tried to start recording the show, there was this crazy echo and feedback happening.
I just shit my pants!
I was playing around with it a little bit because, I'm a fucking child. I don't even... Does something sound wrong today? Do I sound a little muffled or something? I don't know. All I know is I just shit my pants! Now, despite the first minute or so of this program, I really do have a good show for you. Here's a new gooner for everyone. This is Big Knobby Veins or something.
Yeah, baby, maybe you'd like to hear about big bulging cocks. Well, you've got Big Knobby Veins on the line. Nobody loves big fucking cocks. Ooh, unless it's you. Ooh, maybe you like to get together and goon on big dicks. Oh, yeah, love them big, thick and hard. Throbbing. Pulsating with big, thick, rippling veins and a huge, bulging head.
Well, that sounds disgusting, actually. No, thank you. I'm going to pass on that, Big Knobby Veins. I do have one more gooner I would like to share with you today. This is multiple loads. Then I promise we'll move on. There's multiple loads for you.
Oh, fuck.
There he goes.
Yeah, fuck, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, fuck. Oh, motherfucker, yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah.
It must have been a good one.
Oh, still
loads.
Losing out. Fuck, oh. Yeah. Ooh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, holy motherfucker. That's a lot of babies. Fuck yeah.
Ah.
Ooh. Oh, I'm drenched. Fuck. Hairy chest and stomach. Soaked. Sperm. Fucker. Yeah.
He's really painting a picture.
I'm just gonna masturbate more later. Oh, fuck yeah. Masturbation fiend. Well, I can't keep my hands off this fucking slobbery hog. Oh no, don't want to ever stop beating the fucking meat. Wake up in the middle of the night to beat the fucking hog meat. Fuck yeah. Oh, 6 or 7 times a day at least.
Jesus
fuck
Christ.
Yeah. Goddamn.
That's more than Raymond 14 masturbates.
Right. Motherfucker.
It's a lot of tug blowing going on. All right, there you go. That's multiple loads. Another gooner for your Monday. Moving on now. Seriously, I think we need to clear the palate a bit because all that gooning left a bad taste in my mouth. It's very salty and a little bleachy. So here's a song for you. go. My palate has been cleansed. Moving on, I've got black versus white.
People, they come in black and white. Creamy light skin or dark as night. Who do you love? Who do you hate? Let's find out right now. No need to wait. It's black and white.
This is a little different. It's not a game, black and white. It's just, it's black versus white. There's a white woman and a black woman fighting.
Don't touch me.
Baby, you
don't want
me.
No, because you don't try to tell me, I'm fucking down.
That's the black woman. I don't know if I needed to tell you that or not, but there she is.
No, because you don't try to tell me, I'm fucking down.
I didn't talk to him.
I can't understand a word she's saying.
No, because you don't try to tell me, I'm fucking down.
You're not going to tell me, you got to fucking down. I think she's talking about a midget.
No,
because
you don't try to tell
me, I'm fucking down. No, I got a midget on me. No one's gonna tell a goddamn midget on me? Is that what she said?
No, because you don't try to tell me, I'm fucking down.
I didn't talk to him.
You
lying.
Yeah. So you lying.
I did.
Don't do that.
I like that.
Go get in there. Go get in there.
Yes, the camera guy is telling his friend to nigga get in there.
I ain't trying you.
Then you call me a bitch. Don't do no shit like that.
Baby girl, I ain't trying.
Now, like I said, I don't know what the hell's going on here, but I think one of either the black cameraman or his black friend has hooked up with this white chick, this nasty, nasty white chick, and now the black woman is coming for revenge.
I don't ask you my money, that's all, dog. That's all. I ain't trying you.
I think they're all drunk, actually.
I don't ask you my money, that's all, dog. I ain't trying you.
Again, if anyone could translate this for me, I'd really appreciate it. Let's try this one more time.
I only asked you for money one time. I ain't trying you.
Then you call me a bitch. Don't do no shit like that.
Baby girl, I ain't trying. Get that fucking shit out of my face.
So what happened with you?
Get that fucking shit out of my face.
Girl, get out of my yard.
She can't get out of your yard because you keep punching her in the head and she has fallen down.
Whoop that crack ass! Whoop that whole ass! Beat her mother ass!
Beat her
ass! Beat her ass!
Whip that cracker ass.
Beat her ass! Beat her ass! Shit!
You know what I've noticed about some black people? They can't finish words. Beat her ass! Beat her ass! Like, there's no beat. They didn't finish that word. Beat her ass!
Whoop that crack ass! Whoop that whole ass!
Whoop that whole ass! What? Bobby!
Beat him over there!
Kiss my ass!
Whoop that crack ass! Whoop that whole ass! Beat him over there!
Tanya!
Beat her ass!
Tanya!
Beat her ass!
Tanya!
Beat her ass!
Tanya!
Oh shit!
Fucking
shit!
Stop! Get out of my yard! God damn it! Stop!
Let him whoop that cracker! If he cracked and stole my money! Stole my car, locked me up, man. What that crack ass? Fuck that shit.
I trust you, man. God, you ass out.
Fuck that crap.
Well. In my fucking yard, bitch, you gonna try me?
I think the blacks won this one.
Damn that shit,
though. You better go. Bro, you better go.
Tanya, go on in the house.
Tiptoe through the window, by the window. That is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips. With me.
I think this adds something to the song.
Tiptoe, oh, to the garden, by the garden.
All right, enough. Tiny Tim, knock it off. One more piece of audio, and then we'll get into the news. This girl is talking to us about one of her many loves in life. This guy apparently wanted to fuck her real good. And he was concerned about ripping her clothes off or something?
Bitch, I want you to fucking rip them off.
Okay, well.
I don't want these drawers.
Okay, sounds good.
You don't take this bra off.
She's a big girl.
I'm gonna rip them off.
Very sexual.
Bitch, I want you to fucking rip them off.
Okay, Jesus.
What part of I'm a freaky fat bitch don't you understand? Before I could even give this nigga some, he just had this fixation in his damn mind that he was just gonna blow my little fat world. Motherfucker, I've been waiting 3 months for this shit. Who the fuck you think you about to play with?
She hasn't had sex for 3 months. She's ready to go. She's going to eat you.
Bitch, you... Fuck stimulating my clit.
Oh.
Bitch, stimulate my motherfucking mind. You got to stimulate a bitch like me. And when I say fucking stimulate, this is what the...
I liked it better when you said stimulate.
To stimulate a bitch like me.
All right, so she's going to go ahead and give us the whole rundown of what happened with this guy, I guess.
Bitch, I want you to eat my pussy with your middle finger in the top of my damn head and your other middle finger on your left hand between my damn third toe and my right foot.
I don't know what the fuck is going... What? A finger on her head and a finger in between her toes... And I guess a tongue in her twat.
That's how motherfucking freaky I am. I want you to motherfucking stimulate my motherfucking mind. If you got to do shit like this, I don't give a fuck. Motherfucker, whirl a big bitch like me. See, motherfuckers just be thinking because you was a fat bitch, they're giving you a favor. But yeah. Motherfucker, we judge motherfuckers on their dick too. Mm-hmm. Yes, we sure do. Yeah, we do.
Well, you got to take into consideration your big fat cunt and your big belly is going to make a normal-sized dick look small.
We judge
I hope you factor that in.
Fuckers, too.
Anything will be dwarfed next to your pubic puff.
We want our pussy eat. We want our ass lick. We want between our titties suck. We want our nipples suck. We want the fucking crack of our ass suck, fucked, lick. We want all that shit. All
right. This sounds like the Bill of Rights for fat people or something. We have the right to have our ass sucked, our clit licked.
If you're not ready to do all of that, get the fuck on. Like my last video, I'm not going to even let you nut. I just want you to fucking go home.
All right, this goes on for quite a while. How freaky does this broad get, though?
Bitch, I want you to put my fucking eyeball in your mouth. That's just how serious I am about this shit. I want you to lick out your tongue and put it in my damn eye. Yes. I don't even want my fucking eye no damn more. I want you to do that shit you've been doing to that skinny bitch. Do it to a big bitch. Because see, one thing about us. You don't do us right, motherfucker, you ain't shit.
The last part that I wanted to play for you involves jelly beans.
And I mean that shit. To make a long fucking story short, I put a whole bag of jelly beans up my ass. The whole bag, YouTube. Yes, the fuck I did. And it's 24 hours later and I ain't find none yet. So y'all know I was working with a motherfucking champ.
That is a very brave man, sucking out jelly beans from a fat ass. Alright, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, the fucked up news right now. If you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Seriously, what's your problem? Are you trying to hurt me? Come on, throw me a fucking bone here. For only $5 a month or $50 a year, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts. I just posted the Raymond 14 interview in video form. Highlights from that can be found on the Sideshow. I just posted that, what, a couple days ago? Friday, I believe. So yeah, sign up right now. Catch all that shit. Tomorrow's program will be an extended one. So sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Now, before I get into the news, I was messing around with Google because I noticed they have the little microphone button, which means you can speak into your microphone and it'll search for whatever you say. So naturally, I looked up, why is my cum chewy? I can't say I was surprised to find out that I'm not the first person to ask that question, but the website that I was directed to, one of the first hits on Google, is from T-Girl Forum. The T, as I quickly found out, stands for trans. It's all about trannies, transsexuals. And it's a forum. The thread is, why is some shemale cum chewy? I didn't know this was a problem with shemales, but apparently it is. The question was posted by I Love Shemales, a senior member on the board. Why is some shemales cum chewy? In the porn films, the shemales cum like men most of the time, and when they don't, their liquid cum squirts out a little. I sucked off a shemale 2 days ago, and when she cum in my mouth, her cum was chewy, like a bit of dry rice pudding. How come? I must say, that was my first time sucking cock. I went to see an escort, and she said she found me so good at sucking cock, she has given me a freebie for the next time. Like, he got a coupon from this female prostitute because I made her come so quick where she enjoyed me so much. I'll be seeing her again over the weekend. Please explain why some shemales have lumpy and chewy cum and others have liquid cum, if anyone knows. There are some replies. One person asked, what did it taste like? And this dude replied, it had no taste, it was just chewy. And then Paco asked, are you sure it wasn't leftover dingleberries still stuck on her cock after buggering some poor guy? First off, congrats on your first blowjob. I've been wanting to do this, but never had the opportunity, so congrats. Okay, to your question. I'm not a medical expert or anything, but here's my take. When I masturbate more often, 2 times a day or more, my cum is very liquidy and more clear in color. However, when I don't masturbate as often, usually once every 2 days or so, my cum is very thick and more white. Perhaps the cum you call chewy is more thick because that person had not cummed in a while. Just a guess. Then poor Bigfoot replied, well, I think you guys just turned me off to the whole thing. I was trying to get my nerve up to visit a shemale for the first time, but this discussion has really turned me off. I knew I shouldn't have opened it up. Chia replied, I really doubt that cum should be chewy and lumpy, thick and creamy. Yes, chewy and lumpy sounds like cheese chunks to me. Wash your mouth out with soap and buy shares in Trident. That's nasty. Okay. Sex B says, wow, I had to go and read this right before I was about to have some lunch. So that's the conversation that's currently going on in the T-Girl forum. All right. 3 quick stories now, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from Washington. A Kent man charged with killing his teenage girlfriend is now accused of digging up her tombstone. Well, adding insult to injury. A judge has issued a restraining order against 25-year-old James Ratk after police say he replaced his girlfriend's tombstone with one that had his name on it. He also spelled out her name using Taco Bell wrappers. Classy. That's a lot of Mexi melts. In July, police arrested Radk in connection with the shooting death of his girlfriend, 16-year-old Kelsey Cart. On the night of the shooting, Cart's mother called 911 to report that her daughter was at Radk's house. When police arrived at the residence, 3 men living there, one of them, Radk, said she wasn't there and didn't permit the officers to enter. Later that night, the men drove Cart, suffering from a gunshot wound, to the community hospital. She was DOA. I mean, the story sounds horrible. Don't get me wrong, but maybe he was actually paying respect to her. She had a great love for the Gordita. Her headstone should reflect that love. I was trying to think of, like, what's her name? Her name is Kelsey Cart. I don't know of any items at Taco Bell that include the letter K. I guess, well, maybe like chicken taco, but I don't know if that's on the wrapper. Made her fucking headstone look like a ransom note with all those cutout letters. So that was a very quick story, which is exactly the reason why I read all about Chewy come from shemales. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from the UK. An elderly man narrowly escaped being burned alive when his mobility scooter turned into a fireball. I swear to God, I didn't rig that thing.
Hey, Bernice and Joy, tell everyone which power wheelchair got you to the Grand Canyon.
I'm around. Now I'm free to see the world.
Poor Bernice and Joy, they're a little crispy. She's on fire! My Nana's on fire! Nemo. All right, where are we at here? Some old dude's mobility scooter went up in flames. Aiden Cassidy, 77, was stuck helplessly on the vehicle as an electrical fault sent flames spurting out under his seat. Moments before it exploded, his home help, Anita Combs, drove past, spotted the danger, and dragged Aiden to safety. Stroke victim Aiden, who is paralyzed on his left side, said, I could have been barbecued if it wasn't for Anita. The scooter cut out and flames were coming over the back where the batteries were. Modest heroine Anita, who works for Help at Home, said, it was very fortunate I was there. Aiden was... Bitch better get a bonus for that one. Aiden was setting off for a car boot sale when the scooter, which he bought secondhand for £1,500, sputtered to a halt. He said insurers had refused to pay out because a botched repair job had caused a short circuit. The health department has warned mobility scooter users to get them regularly serviced by reputable. Here's a picture of the charred remains of this thing. I'll make it today's album artwork. The health department has warned mobility scooter users to get them regularly serviced by reputable mechanics after recent fires caused by electrical faults. So there you go. And finally today, it's another short one. This time it comes from New York. A New York mother who yelled, "Let him die!" when her disabled son started choking in a restaurant has pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor. Mother of the year. 68-year-old Rolene Fogelman pleaded guilty Thursday to endangering the welfare of an incompetent person. Erie County District Attorney Frank Sedita says Fogelman and her 43-year-old son were at the Boulevard Family Restaurant in June when he began choking on food. Witnesses say the woman tried to stop other patrons from helping her son and calling 911. He says she also reportedly shouted, "Let him die!" The son is apparently okay now. He's back to his old self, eating pen caps and licking windows. Yes, Fogelman will be sentenced in October. She faces up to a year in jail. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Jagu, Sam.
Jagu.
I have a song idea for you and Corey. Michael Jackson's Black or White, but you need to do when it's black, it's black, and white is what, man?
Why?
And just do clips of, you know, black and white. You know, it could be the theme song for the Blackatron.
All right, thank you very much. Yes, the what were we going to say? It could be the theme song to the Blackutron.
You know, black and white, and you know, it could be the theme song for the Blackutron.
The Blackulator Caucasiatron. Get it
Tim,
right.
Tim, listen to this. Okay. And finally, the last thing I wanted to ask you about are Roboboots.
Roboboots?
Yeah. Do you remember Roboboots?
Yeah, Roboboots is
what do you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jagoon Timboo.
Thank you.
Hey, white man.
My goddamn
brown man just speaking.
Shorted out.
I haven't called in a while, and I just have a quick question for you. What kind of TV shows do you watch? Like, lately I've been watching Wilfred.
Yeah, I've been watching that too. It's hit or miss.
The Australian guy in the dog suit.
There we go.
Have you ever seen it?
Sorry.
Because I think that you would sort of like it.
My mixers. Crapping out on
a little bit freaky in it, like.
Yes, I have seen it. I, you know, whatever. It's a good show.
Hey, Tim. Lifetime member, Bidwise here. Are you an atheist or are you an agnostic? Okay.
What was that question?
Hey, Tim. Lifetime member, Bidwise here. Are you an atheist or are you an agnostic?
An agnostic with atheist tendencies. Unless I need something, or something is going wrong in my life, and then I become the most religious person in the world. God,
hey,
please help me!
I'm in Kansas, and you were playing clips of Brennan's mom this week, and she has the strangest accent.
Yeah.
It's like kind of surfer girl, but like a really drunk surfer girl. So I don't know if she's like an alcoholic therapist or something. I don't know where
Brennan, is your mom an alcoholic? Please get back to me.
But the other thing that bugs me is that she's totally backwards on how to cool their house with that she wants to open the windows and the curtains during the day while everybody's gone and then seal the place up whenever they're all home. And really, you kind of do the opposite of that, is let all the hot air out, cool
it. Yeah, I can sort of understand the whole wanting to have the garage door. At one point, she was saying that she wants to keep the garage door, but I can understand wanting to get the heat out of the
house up.
The garage. But, yeah, some of her techniques
are... Yeah, it just weirds me out.
That's backwards.
They bother me so much because, like, it's weird. You can play, like, clips of, like, girls in porn getting thrown up on... or, like, jizzed all over and gagging.
That doesn't bother you.
you know, they signed up for that. For some reason, Brandon's mom's quits, like, makes me so sad for Brandon and his sister, you know, so.
Well, you got to keep in mind, Brandon, I'm not saying Brandon deserves any of this. I don't know what Brandon is like to his mother. He might be a total asshole to her as well. You know what I mean? Like, this could be going on for years, and his mom has just finally snapped. I don't know. I mean, it certainly sounds like the mom is just a fucking raging cunt, though, huh?
Hey, Tim's Cold Storage, lifetime member here with a call about Brandon's mom. Now, Tim, yes. I'm with you. Brandon's audio keeps getting better and better. It's gold. It's the tip.
Yeah.
I agree with you. She's definitely batshit for brains, which actually makes the fact she's a therapist that much more believable.
Yeah.
And the clip the other week proves she's got some man issues. Well, I'm sitting here, I'm smoking some Smarties and kind of thinking about all this, and also thinking about those Six Past Tuesday stories about Ann Coulter. Those are really good, primarily in that finally get to see that bitch get what's coming to her.
Yeah.
This doesn't really segue, Tim, into a suggestion to make a Six Past Tuesday, Brandon's mom, but you've been talking about this distorted view porno.
Yeah, well,
and I'm thinking we might have a character here, even just a sideline character, to have, you know, waiting in the wings, got some steam, people in a room doing whatever, having a good time, and then door flings open. Here comes the Brandon's mom character. What are you guys doing? Windows are wide open. I told you so to talk.
Yeah, we could maybe make her a side character, a secondary character.
Hey, Tim. Cuban throat singing.
Oh, we could start a band with our unique talents.
Hey, Timmy Boo. I shall remember Snapchat here. Hey, the other day you were saying you wish your callers would get more involved, like Keith and the girl listeners,
yeah.
And call on the air and propose to their lovers.
Oh.
So, here we go.
Oh.
Timmy Boo. Will you marry me?
What? No, not
me.
I
hope and pray that you accept
this. Don't propose to me.
I'm talking,
no, you just don't get it. Oh, my
nigger.
Stupid listeners are idiots.
Nigger.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Oh, thank you. A couple days late, but that's okay. I appreciate it.
Timothy, homosexual to heterosexual, Buck Zach Henson.
What?
It's Lucid, the magical dragon person furry from Florida.
Yes.
You read that Metal Gear story recently.
Yeah.
And
the sex
it's
story.
Not Groznygrad, like you pronounce it. It's Groznygrad. And it's not Volger, or however the fuck you said his name. It's Vulcan, Colonel Vulcan.
Well, right. I'm sorry. I don't play that stupid game, and you know how it is with these names that I can't pronounce. If you didn't play that stupid game, you wouldn't know how it was pronounced either.
Metal Gear Solid facts straight before I fart in your ass.
Well,
oh, Saul Zach from Florida is gay.
All right. Well, I think we can all agree on that, right? That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Poor Zach from Florida. He didn't deserve that. He didn't even call in today. Just minding his own business. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
I put a whole bag of jelly beans up my ass. And it's 24 hours later, and I ain't find none yet.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. And I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Arthur, with a message for women who take Premarin. Don't. It's made of horse urine. I'm not kidding.